we're doing in the laws of Nesias Kapayim, that is the when the Kohanim raise their hands for the blessing of Duchanim, and we're doing chapter Lamed Beis, that's subsection 32. And now we're going to discuss a situation in where the Shaliach Tzibor, the one who is leading the services, is a Kohen himself. So he says, V'chein Shliach Tzibor Shehu Kohen. The same thing would be true as we learned earlier with regards to the interruption of the davening in the middle of the Amidah. So we have a same thing would apply to a Shliach Tzibor, a one who is leading the services, Shehu Kohen. He happens to be a Kohen. Now, if there is other Kohanim, not a problem. He doesn't duchen, he just leads the other Kohanim in their duchening. But if there is no other Kohen, there is no other choice. So in that case, what he does, afilo ein shom Kohanim acherim, and there is no other Kohanim, still we say, lo yiso kapov. He shall not raise his hands. He should still not duchen. So it'll turn out. So if there's other one, there's no problem. But if there is no other Kohanim, he's the only one. But we're saying, if you're in the middle of the Amidah, don't stop. Like we learned earlier, mipnei hatiruf. We worry that you might get confused. Because since you're in the middle of the Amidah, and all of a sudden you're doing something else, doing the Debrachat Kohanim, and then you're not going to be able to get back to Sim Shalom after to continue. So mipnei hatiruf, we say, don't raise your hands, do not do the duchening. Because you might not be able to return back to your prayer, to know, to have, to intend to begin b'sim shalom with the last blessing, which begins with the word sim shalom. Because your mind is confused out of the awe of the community. You just did the brach with them, so you're going to have a hard time getting back to your place. However, but if, on the other hand, he's confident that no, he can do Nesias Kapayim, he can raise his hands, he can do the blessings, and still he would be able to go back to his prayer, without confusing his mind, without being confused, im ein shom koyin elohu, if there is another koyin but him, yisa kapo, they should let his battle Nesias Kapayim. So he should raise his hands, do the Nesias Kapayim, in order that it should not be nullified, this whole Nesias Kapayim. There's only him. So now, we're telling you, you're the Shliach Tzibur, you're the only one that knows how to daven, I guess, or you're davening for whatever reason, and then you're the only Kohen, so nobody else there, so and you know that you can do continue the davening. So in order not to waste and not to miss out on the Birchas Kohanim, then you do it. Now, how do you do it? You're praying. How do you do it? So he's going to give you now the order. How does a Kohen do it while he's also leading the services? He's the only Kohen. The Ketzad Yasa. So how should he do it? Yakrev Raglov Ma'at Ba'avoida. You move your feet a little bit in Avoida. That's in the Moedim Manach Avoida. By the blessing of Itzei. So over there, you step a little bit in the Avodah to go to the platform. And then he says, Ad Bilchas Kohanim. You say, till the blessing of the Kohanim, what the Kohanim has to bless. You continue prayer. The reason he tells you to step a little bit out is, because if during the Avodah, the Brach of the Avodah, the Brach of Ritzei, which is the Brach of the Avodah, you hadn't stepped out your feet, then you cannot do any more the Birchas Kohanim. Kshiyagir le Birchas Kohanim, when the Chazan reaches the blessing of the Kohanim, Yakir mim koyme le Gamri, then you leave your space where the Shliach Tzibur, v'yal le Doichin, you go up to the platform, V'yivarech birchas kohanim, and you bless the blessing of the Kohanim. And another person should lead him with the Birchas Kahanim, because you need the Kahanim have to respond to Amar Lehem, as we learned before. So you have another person saying Yivarech Echa, and the Kohen says Yivarech Echa. Aval lo yikra lo Kahanim a Kohen. But you shouldn't announce for him a Kahanim or Kohen. Shein Kohenim el Lishnayik Mishkos Lebaila, because you only announce Kohanim or Kohen only if there's one. Or there is only if there's two, but not to him. You don't say. You don't announce at all. If we have only one coin, You don't say coin. L'chein lo yomer hamakre elakeinu velakev esenu barchenu. So therefore, the makre, the one who's leading now, shouldn't say elakeinu velakeinu, but the introduction to kohanim, because kibushen ekei de kohanim v'makosha zu. Since he's not saying the word Kohanim in this prayer, in Inyan La Makra, there is no one who's leading it has no reason to do that. Elo Yimrena Hashatz, Kimoy Shem Nimchol Yom Shem Bem Nesias Kapayim. But the Shliach Tzibur says it like he says it every day when there's no Nesias Kapayim. He just starts with Alkir Malkeil Hashem Barachel Brachom Shlosh Batero Haksuva Demay Shavdecha Amor Be'ar Bonov Shavakosh Zu Mechlal Tfilah. That's part of the prayers. That's why it's not considered to be an interruption. As said earlier in Sifta Zayin. So that's what he does. And after he finishes. So basically, when does he say this? He says this. The Shliach Tzibur, he says it. Ukshegil Birchas Kohanim Yaker, but apparently before he says Al Keno Lakev Seinu Barchenu while he's still standing in the regular spot. But Vachash Yigmar Birchas Kohanim, or maybe he does that on this place. It doesn't say so clearly. Actually, from this position in Shulchan Aruch, it seems to me right now that. After he moved to the other spot, he says, and then he starts off with the bracha. I'm assuming also the chazan would make the bracha, and then he will start with the bracha of Yivarech Echa, like the regular kohanim they do. So that's why the Chazan says that. Ba'achas Yigmar Birchas Kohanim, after he finishes the blessing for the Kohanim, Yachzer L'mekoymoy, he goes back to the place, V'yisayim Sim Shalom, and he concludes Sim Shalom. So the Chazan himself leaves his place, he goes and does the Birchas Kohanim, then he goes back, and he concludes the davening, because he's the only Kohen there, so he's the only one who does it.
When does he have a chance to wash his hands?
That's a very good question. Didn't say over here what he does about washing the hands, but my assumption is going to be that in that situation he should wash his hands before he goes up to the to daven. He should have his hands washed. What he has to do it beforehand. He has to do it beforehand. Number one, and number two, we learned also b'riyevet. You know, when there is no choice, you can rely on the morning. If you washed your hand the whole time, so you can rely on that. So maybe that's why. But that's a very good question. But I think. In this case, they would do it if he's on the cone. He should wash his hands before they start the amida, and just make sure to wash, keep your hands in the
Melech
Chadas.
Normally, he doesn't wash his hands. Does he just wash his own hands?
The firstborn would do it, and if not, we rule before. Some said the Israeli, but he said the cone should do it himself, because you don't want to ruin it with a Israeli, as we learned earlier. Yeah. Mostly, that's the way it's done. So he says, "V'ima makre kiven libel l'tfilas hashatz bereish v'atzoy." If he gives another possibility to do is the if the one who is leading now the kohanim, the kohen, the shliach saying Yivarech Echa, if he kiven libel l'tfilas hashatz, if he had in mind when the shliach was praying before. From the beginning to the end, he hasn't spoken in between. It would be better that the one who's leading now, he should stand in front of the Amud b'mkoyim hashatz, in the place of the shliach tzibur, miyad, achar noel lehoidis, after he says noel lehoidis, so that he should take over at that point, v'yoymar, elkeinu v'alkeinu b'rcheinu chulu, v'yiyah makra oitzoyim, he should say b'rcheinu, then he's continuing, then he should lead him, v'yisayim hu som sim sholem, and he should complete their sim sholem. So in other words, once he moves away from the Amud, the other one takes over, and the other one sort of ends up from that point and on till the end of the prayer. Kadesh Letiyav says, Tfilim of Sekas, Ba'alicha Shliach Tzibur Madoich L'mkoyim L'fnei Ateva. That would be so that the prayer would not be interrupted when the Shliach Tzibur goes back from the platform to his place in front of the Amud. So I guess the fact that the other person is making up, it's better, even though he's walking, he wasn't there before, but he's making up, he's taking over at that point, but it's better than the Shliach Tzibur to, maybe it's okay for him. Why? It also helps that it's not going to be Mufsekes Bahalicha Sashatz Mimkoyim La'Doichen, because if he takes over, so both of them, I'm not sure, I have to look into why he's saying only the walking back is not going to be, and also going else is not going to be interrupted. But this way, he takes him over by Lekeinu V'Lekeseinu, so you have a new Shliach Tzibur, and then the other one is done with his davening, I guess, in the middle. Ukshamakre Mesayim Sim Shalom, when the Makre finishes Sim Shalom, Yesh Emrim, Sheyitzah Hashatz as Kapov. If the Makre is in Sim Shalom, so there's some that say Sheyitzah Hashliach Sibur as Kapov, Afila in Utulach will be with philosophy. So then the Shliach Tzibur, even because we only allow the Shliach Tzibur to do it if he knows that he can go back to his prayer, but in this case, if somebody else is doing it anyways, so in all cases, even in a muftach lazal philosophy, he should be able to continue. But it's conditional that the one who is leading can go back to Sim Sholim. That he also can hold in mind till Sim Sholim. And he's not going to be preoccupied the fact that he's going to have to read for his Shliach Tzibur, so maybe he's not going to be able to, up to that point he won't be able to have Kavana. But yesh oistrin ad sheyashatz muftach. Some say unless the Shach is he can go back, even though he's not doing the back. I'm not sure exactly, you look in the sources for this, what the issue is. Achshov shemispalim techa sefer, hakam muftachim. Same idea now that we use a book, everybody is secure, so basically you can go ahead and do that. So he says you can go ahead and do this, it's considered you're secure. And we don't have a problem with somebody else taking over. But if the one who's saying the Yivarechecha did not have in mind from the beginning to the end of the Tfilah of the Shliach Tzibur, or he spoke out in the middle, and Yochel is Saim Sim Sholem, he cannot finish the Sim Sholem, so Chatchila, didn't Chazor Sashatz, didn't Tfilah Slachet. Because to begin with, the law of repetition of the Amida is just like your own, the quiet Amida, Shemish, Tzorich Lachzor, Vlova Brocha, Achaz Mitches. If anybody has to say one Brocha from the 18, Tzorich Lachzor, Lemer Kulan Seder, you must say it all in the order. You can't just make up one Brocha out of order. So the same thing in Huadin, B'sheva Shel Shabbos Yomtov, the same thing is with the seven Brochas of Shabbos and Yomtov, the only seven. If you have to make up one Brocha, you have to do it in order. You can't just put in a Brocha like that. Shekivan, Lutzkilis HaShatz, Harzek Yisilil, Spala Ba'atz, B'shemek Yoyna. But when you are having in mind the Shliach Tzibur, so you're basically saying together Shliach Tzibur. But if you talk in the middle, so then you lost out what you already heard. If that was in the quiet Amida,
you would have to start over again, which causes the Simon Kufu Dalit. I said in chapter 114 in Siftas. And if your mind goes distracted to other matters, so then you lost out that which you didn't hear. And then you shouldn't say Shim Shalom because the Shlich Tzimur could answer it, so you should not say it. If there's no choice, sometimes you have to jump in there. But when there's a choice, you can't jump in because you would have to start over and again since you talked or you were distracted. So therefore, you shouldn't really finish it. Let the Shlich Tzimur finish it. But what happens if you have somebody who's leading the services and he can't finish for some reason? So you have to take somebody else to finish for him. Then you don't have to start from the beginning. Because of trouble in the community. But you go to the place where the Shliach Tzibur made the mistake, as said in Simon Kuf Chavov in the Siv Chav. So basically, from all this that you see, if there is no other Kohen and the Shliach Tzibur is the Kohen, and nobody else can daven, because he's a Shliach Tzibur, then with the sitter, he allows you to step out to do the Birchas Kohanim and have somebody else read the Yivarechecha for him. He'll do the Alkeinu Alkei Aviseinu as well. The Chazan will do that, not the Makre, as you said before. I've never come across such a situation to see what is done practically. Never come a situation where the Chazan was the Shliach Tzibur, was the Kohen. Normally they would get somebody else to do the prayer and have the Kohen do his thing. So interesting to see if this ever happened. That's not nothing but a...
Okay, we'll leave it.